Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for taking a minute to talk with us today. I am so proud to announce the promotion, the hiring of Judge Jimmy Edwards to be the Public Safety Director for the City of St. Louis. I think there is no one better suited in this community to take on the challenges of public safety. And this is the position in the city that supervises the most employees and has the biggest budget. So it's the police department, it's the fire department, it's the building division, it's excise, it's corrections, it's our citizen service bureau. So it is a super important position, and I just couldn't be more pleased than to announce Jimmy Edwards taking that job today.
What were the attributes that you were impressed with when it comes to the judge?
Stellar reputation, great jurist, good leader, caring guy. So all of those things are important, I think, in a public safety director.
Why did the position come open now? Why
is this? The position has been open. It had previously been held by a gentleman named Rich Gray, who retired a few months ago and has some health issues. And so it's been filled for the last few months by a longtime employee of that department, and she's done a great job. But the position's been open for a few months.
Judge, you're kind of the man of the hour. Can we hear your thoughts on accepting this position?
I tell you, when given the opportunity to look at the position, I sent a message to the mayor, and I indicated to her that I highly respect her. But more importantly, I love our city. And I understand that there has been some trust gaps in our city with respect to police and the courts and others. I believe that you get nothing at all done when everybody is on the fringe, whether you're on the fringe on the left or whether you're on the fringe on the right. We all have to come to the middle. We have to come to the center in order to correct some of the issues that I believe that we have. So I'm excited. I'm very excited about working very hard. And so I think the message here is that there will be a lot of people working extremely hard. I only ask folk to work as hard as I work and do good when nobody's looking. And those are the only criteria that I'm concerned with at this time.
Judge, what role will Judge Edwards have in selecting the next police chief?
Judge Edwards will play an integral role in selecting the new police chief. You know, we have a search underway right now, so we're taking applications for those candidates. And the charter actually provides for the public safety director to choose the new police chief.
Will Judge Edwards have oversight over the police chief?
Absolutely, yes.
So, Judge, your reputation is you're somebody of a progressive thinker, a little bit outside the box, forward thinking. So what specifically do you think you can bring to St. Louis in that regard as far as new ideas, et cetera?
Well, certainly I have thoughts that we can implement some new things. I think that we have to look at every option that we can to make sure that our city can be the best that it can be. And I'm very anxious to talk to those commissioners and those folks that are responsible for the various departments. And so we'll sit down and we'll have a lot of discussion. I'm not one that's interested in micromanaging anyone. I am interested, however, in positive outcomes.
Did you, taking this job, have anything to do with you opening up the court last week to protesters, to listen to them, to kind of open yourself up a little more?
Well, I think listening is a sign of respect. And I think we all have to listen. But I can tell you that during that listening session, I became more and more convinced that perhaps I could be someone that can step into our city and maybe help. I am very interested in calming things down where they're not so calm. But more importantly, I think that together, it is important that everybody works together. And so listening is the first sign of respect, and listening to everyone.
Where were you, or when did you find out you were getting the position? Where were you? How were you told? What were your first thoughts?
Well, the mayor and I talked, and the position was offered, and I was very, very excited to take the position. It's important to me that our city, again, be as strong as it can be. I've been on the bench for 25 years. I've seen the very worst of our city. I've seen the very best of our city. And so I'm up to any challenge. There's nothing, I believe, that I'm confronted with at this time that would make me second think taking the position of public safety director.
You're being hired at a time of turmoil in the city of St. Louis after the Stockby verdict. That seems to be your biggest immediate challenge of dealing with the various stakeholders. What are you going to do in your role in this new environment to calm things down, as you just mentioned?
Well, I think that when there's calm, I think we have the ability to talk. When folk are yelling and screaming, nobody listens. And so this is a time, this is a challenge. I'm ready for this challenge. I think that together we can make a difference. I mean, I am law and order. I spent 25 years supporting police officers, and I intend to support police officers. But at the same time, I understand that sometimes they don't get it right. And when they don't get it right, then we need to correct it.
When do you start?
I will start on November the 6th.
Judge Edwards, how do you feel about the circuit attorney's call that an independent group within her department will investigate use of force?
You know, I would rather have a conversation with the circuit attorney. I only know what I've read or heard in the media. I don't know all of her reasons for it, but it seems to me that there is a need to look internally at the police department. Maybe there is a issue with police policing the police. And so we'll take a look at that. I'm not sure at this time whether a special unit in the circuit attorney's office is something that I can help or hurt. I mean, that's just not my call.
Real quick, is there a first goal that you need to do? Is there a first step here upon taking that job?
I need to find out where my office is.
Right, that's it. That's right. Where the restrooms are and the water fountain in City Hall. Yes.
Fair enough.